Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
If you're traveling, you're taking a dish to pass. We want to know what it is. Or just what do you have loaded up anyway? All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, off we go.
All right, hello. Where are you going? What you taking?
Morning, boys.
Howdy.
I'm going to the local communist commune, otherwise known as my parents' house, with my ungrateful sisters.
And oh, boy, wait a minute. Wow. You're going with a bad attitude is what you're going with.
And, you know what, I'm going to bring my capitalistic views and a bottle of Captain Morgan Black, because nothing makes political arguments more fun than a little bit of alcohol.
Why do you guys even go there during the holidays? I mean, why bother?
If you really want to know, my father pays everyone to show up because he knows we would not show up otherwise.
What are you talking about? Covers your gas or how much?
He's getting a little old and a little senile there. He gives out $100 if you're blood, but if you're just married into the family, you get $5.
And you say he's a liberal?
Oh, but he doesn't even make a right turn out of his driveway.
And yet here he is. Paying money for a service.
For love.
Yeah.
To get the family together.
You see how that doesn't mesh up there?
When you show up, do you hug anywhere? Or do you just go, oh, hey. How
are you? Where's my $100?
We are polite until someone makes a wisecrack about whatever political something.
And how far into the get-together will that take?
Boy, like 15-20 minutes. I mean, by then, everyone's had a glass of wine or drink or whatever, and then all of a sudden someone goes, you know, to see what so-and-so did this week. And good. They're like, yeah, really?
Good,
you
know, luck, so, with, all good right. luck with that.
Happy holidays.
Where are you going? What you taking?
For the 17th consecutive year, I'm going nowhere. I'm going out the back door with two turkey breasts for the grill, two large bottles of Osti for me, and watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles while we eat.
Who's the group?
The four of us, my wife and my two sons.
And okay.
And there's going to be plus one with my youngest son.
No one likes white meat or dark meat?
It's easier this way. Well, nobody eats that stuff. That's all extra.
Stovetop stuffing?
Oh, for them, yeah.
Okay.
I make my own.
So you will be making some.
Okay. I'm making everything.
All right. Oh, all right. All right. Well, have a great Thanksgiving.
Where are you going? What you taking?
Hi, good morning. I am going to La Crosse, and I am taking my husband, who's going to do all the cooking.
So you take someone somewhere else, and they do the cooking.
That is correct.
How did that happen?
Well, we're going to his mother's.
Mm-hmm.
And
she can't get around so great anymore?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
Is he a better cook than her?
Let's say definitely yes.
Okay, wow. Well, there you go. All right, so you just got the best cook and put him to work.
Is he a professional chef or anything?
No, but he should be.
Is he okay with this?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, it's his idea.
And have a great Thanksgiving. Drive safely on your way to La Crosse.
Where are you going? What you taking?
Morning, Sex on One.
Hey.
Hey, I am going to my sister's, which is here in town, and I am bringing a turkey, and I'm brining tonight, and which will be stuffed, and a bottle of Absolut for after dinner drinks, because I'm trying to need it afterwards.
Okay, so
the big bottle, like you get at Sam's Club?
Oh no, not that big. Maybe like a fifth. That should that should get the job done. One of our guests that's going to be there is my mother, and we really haven't been on speaking terms for about a year. And then she informs my sister that it's all right. She attends dinner, and she's like, "Is it going to be weird?" And my sister told me this last night. I'm like, "Well, what the hell do you think?" Yeah, it is. So yeah.
So the
holiday is a time to revive old feuds.
No, it's well, fine if that's what you want to do.
I had another. So it's what about maybe a 10, 15, 20 minute drive?
Oh, no, actually, I say about 8 minutes. She's like an earshot for me, so that's actually good. And normally, I travel out of town to Tennessee to do some rabbit hunting with my father, but I'm staying home this time and going
all the way to Tennessee to do rabbit hunting?
Well, spending time with my family there, too, because I only see my dad a couple times a year, so that's one of the things we do, and that's a family tradition.
And so you get along with dad, okay? You go hunting with him, but mom is a different story.
Okay. 6 ways of Sunday. How's, meh. not so much.
Dad and mom seeing each other. Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. So far, okay. So far, we haven't had many dishes being described as you know. And I'm taking
really.
A bean casserole.
No, we didn't have
the
turkey though.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm brining the turkey, so yes, I'm actually doing some little.
All right.
All right. Well, that's the main act. Well, good luck to you.
Oh, all right. Thanks, all right. Guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Where are you going? What you taking?
Yeah, I'm going to Phillips, Wisconsin, and I'm taking a cheat sheet because I can never remember anybody's freaking name.
So you're going to sit there with a big cardboard piece of something in front of you, looking at everyone's picture and name.
No, I'm going to write them all in my hand, just like I did back in math class.
So are these nieces and nephews that have got spouses now? You don't know the spouse's name, or you don't know family members' names?
These are all my wife's. Father's side of the family.
Okay, that's getting a little extended. Okay,
yeah.
You're excused. Good for
you.
All right, at least you're trying to be polite. Hey there, Jenny.
Friend.
You're not calling everyone
chief, buddy. Hey, pal.
Guy.
All right, have fun. Crap to you.
Where are you going? What you taking?
Going to our East Wing, bringing a 42-pound turkey gravy.
Wait, stop. Hold.
East Wing?
42-pound turkey.
How big is the place you live, East Wing?
Not very big.
All right.
Just our garage converted to living space.
42-pound turkey.
Heated? Converted to living space?
It's living space.
Oh, yeah, definitely heated.
All right, so where do you park your car now?
Outside.
Just the car takes a beating because you needed another room in the house.
That's right.
All right. 42-pound turkey. I've never seen a 42-pound turkey. That thing would be like a mountain of turkey. There's no oven that can hold a 42-pound turkey.
Right, you'd have to build your own kiln.
Correct. You have to build your own smoker for it.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Where are you going? What you taking? Where are you going? What you taking?
Hello?
Hello, where are you going and what are you taking?
I'm going home and staying there, and I'm not bringing anything.
You're not bringing anything, so you're just going to show up. Here I am. Feed me.
Sounds kind of grim.
All right. You're going to be the guy they're all going, oh, he's here.
Where are you going? What you taking?
I'm going to Eagle, taking venison-wrapped bacon with a jalapeno inside and cream cheese on the side.
How long is that going to take you to make all of those?
I'm going to marinate the venison tonight in apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Throw it on the grill on a couple of skewers. It'll take 20 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Very unusual caller. Good luck to you. A guy who was just going somewhere and taking some food.
And there was no family issues
or
anything like that.